Accession number 20161, Reel 2.
Right.
I was in that race from the start and I work great to Barry Taylor there.
Yeah.
I work like 36 years all the time.
Yeah, that's a canny spell, isn't it?
I finish up at the hospital.
Yeah. What were you doing up at the hospital?
I was in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. Did you like that as much as working in the yards, though?
Well, it was cleaner.
Aye.
But when I left, the ropery closed down on the Friday, and I was in the hospital on the Monday. Well, it took weeks and weeks to get the smell. But all you went clean,
yeah.
You still had the smell of the oil on you. Of course, I kind of smell.
Yeah.
But you still had the smell of the oil on you.
Yeah, right. Was that a problem when you worked in the yards? I mean, I suppose you used to have to get absolutely scrubbed every night, like.
Well, you see, because you were scrubbing any when it comes to wash your boiler suits. You mean I had two lots to do, his and mine?
Aye. So that was another hard job that you had.
But he was nobody, my man. Never wanted to castle it.
No.
Because, I mean, there was nothing going to miss because my mother was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to leave the parents to bed and used to look at the window. Then my mother looked outside the door. Well, when she saw the window, she'd just come over, get them ready for school, the two of them, and then back at the inn. And she said, that's it, all my meals was ready and everything.
Yeah. So really, you couldn't have gone out to work like that if you hadn't had your mother?
No, I couldn't have left her with Tommy, he was only 6 months.
Yeah.
He was 3 months before the war started. And the boy I lost was 3 months after the war started.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know, you've said that you found the job valuable and that.
But,
did you really think that it was a job a woman should have been doing? Or?
Well, I never really took any thought because there's that many working, you see.
Yeah.
It was just natural.
Aye. Yeah. So I suppose from that point of view, there wouldn't have been anything strange about seeing all the people I work in the shipyard.
Well, I know because there's loads of every shipyard out there.
Yeah. What about the ages of the rest of them that worked in there? Did they tend to be older than you? Or?
Well, there were some of them older than me. I was 27 when I started.
Yeah, right. But the majority, would they be older? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, my aunt Jenny, you know, like today, and it was a lot older than me.
Yeah, how old were they?
Well, I can't tell you how old aunt Jenny would be.
Would they be over 40?
Well, I definitely meant they would be over 40.
So, you know, that's the thing we were wondering about when we started doing this. We thought that the women who worked there would be about the same age as the women who worked in the munitions industry, so mid-20s. But obviously, with them being local, quite a lot of them were a lot older.
Oh, man, tell you, well, it shows me, tell me, then me and Jane. I mean, they would be older, a lot older than what I would be.
Yeah. And the older women found the work all right as well?
I believe what you say about me and Emily. But she would see it when she didn't count them. She had hands like pantaloons.
Yeah.
She was enormous.
Aye.
And her feet, I'm sure she couldn't get the mate, she had to get the mate to measure it, and there was only one place on the table that was man's face.
Ah, yeah. So was you usually getting the mate special?
She wasn't getting that. She was terrible.
Yeah. I suppose some of the women that worked down the yards would have been, as you were saying, the other auntie was
big,
the opposite of that.
No, then, big Tilly Dent, she was a red letter, she was a big woman.
Yeah.
She used to live at Pallium.
Ah. As I was saying, that, you know, some of the women, I suppose, were a lot smaller. Did you ever remember of them being used to get into places blokes couldn't get into because they were...
Well, the last hour was littler than me.
Yeah.
Well, there was Nelly, then it was me. There wasn't any much smaller than what we two were. I think we were both one or two smaller. But yeah. Nelly was tiny, she was even smaller than what, Jacqueline?
So they used to come looking for her if they had any little holes,
don't they? Only the two Nellies went. If you were talking to the men, they'd see why the two Nellies were always bent by the two Nellies.
Right. So what, you were known by everybody in the yard?
Oh, I loaded the finish, aye.
Aye.
Because they used to say, Dirty Nelly and Clean Nelly, I didn't know what that was. She must have had dark skin, she looked dirty now, and I would make sure she'd say, oh, he's Dirty Nelly and Clean Nelly. I was like Dirty Nelly and Clean Nelly. I didn't know why, like.
And you were Clean Nelly, were
you? I was Clean. You know, you used to tell all sorts of stories, and I could never forget, now, like.
Yeah.
But we used to see the coolies, you know, chicken rice on the decks for the bath seat. Then when we used to go in there, where that toilets were, there were them where they used to sit on them, and the feet used to be resting on them. Mm. Then used to be the pot at the bottom, is the back from the slosher says. We used to see them, we should try and get on. They used to watch us.
Were you curious? Like?
Oh,
what about the other sort of ships that you worked on? Was the case that they used to bring the crews down to the yards when the boats were ready?
Well, when the crews come on, we had to come off.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Once the crew come on, we had to come off.
Why was that like?
Couldn't tell you. We were finished with them then. When they come on, we were finished with that because we were practically done.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. As soon as they come on, we weren't laid back on the ship.
Yeah. But what there would be, I presume, sort of blokes going on and doing tests still?
Oh, they were all round there testing that.
Aye.
And then the engine room, if one was bitter, we used to get in there because nobody would want the engine room,
that's
you
know.
Right. But we were more or less on the top deck, then when we got the chance, we used to run down the gangway and into the.
So you worked all over the yard? You worked
all over. I went right along to Paddington End at Duxford, and we saw all the models of the ships. That had one along there now. All the models of the ships were done.
Yeah, yeah. What about sort of seeing a finished product, you know, seeing a ship stand there? Was that better than seeing a finished rope?
Oh, yeah, telling me. We used to do the biggest ropes out the Webster's, you know. That had a good name.
Aye.
Used to be like that, the ropes.
Yeah.
Then they used to send them abroad.
Aye.
And they used to be on big coils, you know, and they used to put brown paper on them, then they used to put bagging over them.
Yeah. Did they used to make the ropes for down the yards then?
When I went to the ropery, I knew then where the ropes would come from there,
yeah.
The Webster's, and it was that good work for the Webster's.
Yeah, yeah.
Either size of ropes.
Yeah.
From that size right up, we should do size. When I was a winder, we used to have to wind size 10 rope, but it was only the thickness of a thread.
Yeah.
When we used to do that, the sweat. Because it used to be always snapping.
Aye.
Well, the thick rope, the thick way I was our age.
So the work you're doing in the yards, would it be easier than winding?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be.
Aye.
Because I mean, thick, especially when you have to the thick, sometimes you have to go and get the main by some of the wires that your fingers, man.
Yeah. I suppose as well in the yards, you always nip round a corner and get out of the way, like, but I suppose it wouldn't be like
that. Well, in the ropery, they were always all round.
Aye.
See, because it was only to the bottom, they used to come up the lift and all round.
Yeah, yeah. So there was less sort of direct supervision in there.
Well, you've got more scope in the in the shipyards.
Aye, aye.
Because you could see them coming from the office while you used to.
Aye.
But it was a very rare court because the men used to get the wire.
Aye, yeah. What, and did you have to stand on guard for them sometimes as well?
No. I mean, they could tell them off, couldn't they?
Aye, I suppose this is
they
it.
They could tell them off. Yeah.
Can you remember whether there was any women doing sort of skilled work down there when you were down?
The skilled work, you mean by welding?
Aye, that's sort of
thing. Aye, there were some welders there.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get any training for what you were doing, or
no,
were you just sort of get on with
it? It was just ordinary.
Yeah, yeah. What about your overalls and stuff like that?
I had to buy them.
You had to buy them yourself?
Oh, I got them myself.
So you didn't get any allowance for your overalls?
No.
What about other stuff in the winter? Do you used to wear sort of extra coats on?
Oh yeah, you couldn't move. That's it. It was pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, there were winters compared to these.
Mm.
But when you used to go in the gang plank, they used to have it all sand in case you fell.
Ah, yeah.
Because you'd be on the river where you just froze up straight away.
That's right. Did you ever get jobs sort of clearing up snow and stuff down there?
No, The town cross used to do that job today.
Ah, yeah.
But when when it was frosty, you couldn't get there. I mean, off the deck.
There wasn't any like proper roads through the yards then either, was there? It was just like cinder tracks and that.
Yeah, you used to come out in the gate straight down there. Used to be all muck. There was no tracks really.
Aye.
Then the only privilege we had, we used to be able to get up the gates for the main.
Oh,
so we'd be in the front.
Yeah, yeah. And did you used to clock in, clock out the same place as the floor?
No, we had an hour cloak room.
Ah.
Jack one me talking cards.
Mm.
Because the boats only went by numbers then, you see.
Yeah. But you used to, like, on a morning, you used to have to come in and go somewhere else to clock. And then
we used to go to our cloak room and clock, leave our coats there and come down, go back and clock out it on a night. We used to have a clock off on Monday, Wednesday and Friday and one for Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday.
What was that for? Because you were doing overtime on Sundays?
No, the different cars for different days. Well, you'd done overtime, you had to do underneath what you'd done overtime and what brought you on, everything you had to tell you brought you along.
So, like, when you were coming out, you were saying they let you get to the front of the queue?
Yeah, when we first started, then after that, it was first one up. it was hard bank run up there at the time, you thought we were knocked out.
Oh, I've seen pictures of the old yard with the bank. How you were saying that you didn't live all that far away from
me?
No,
just down Deptford.
Yeah, so you didn't have to get a bus to work.
No, just walk. I can remember one morning we'll come out when we had our area. There was a policeman, I was pressed against the area. I didn't know it was a policeman at the time, like. And when I come out, I was told it was a policeman.
So you still, I mean, after saying that, you still had to go and try in the work and get on. What time did you start?
Half past seven till 5 o'clock.
So it was the same time as the
Well, the same as the main.
Were you sad when you had to leave the yard?
I was, because I had to leave to have the baby, our Joseph, I had to leave to have our Joseph. And I was, because I mean, I looked to be able to work.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hadn't, I wouldn't have worked as long.
That's right. Did the money that you had coming in, did you used to spend on yourself, or did it go
on? Went in the house.
It went in the house. So did it make any difference?
It made a lot of difference. It was raising mine.
I suppose it didn't make as much difference as it might have done, because you were on rations at the time.
Yeah, the rations, see? That's a
card. The ration books.
And you kept it all this time, huh?
Telly. That's all, telly.
Oh, and you used to get written down what you've been doing. So, the ship.
Well, your brother might know. I mean, you've not, right? Is it? No, I mean, you've not on there. I'll be on that book.
There, yeah.
Chris, that was me, years, brother, probably now, Tommy.
Well, my dad should anyway, I think.
Is he still there?
He's just finished. No, my dad's stocks with me.
Oh, my dad belongs to Doctor.
My dad will probably know, man.
There's the Wars Identity Cards.
Yeah. You just have to carry these with you all the time.
That's some of our fashion books.
What used to happen? You used to get these torn off every time you went in.
I never got any sweets or the badges you take to the teachers.
Okay.
Well, Sam.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah, they're great.
There's the clothing coupons when you clothing book when you had them.
Yeah. Didn't suppose it entitled you to a lot of work, did it?
No. I bet there's not many got them. I bet there's not many got them.
No, I bet. It's good to hang on to things like that,
Because I was saying to my sister about my ration books last week, she says, I didn't destroy them because she's about coming out there.
And did you get so much taken off your wages for the war credit things that
they used to... couldn't tell you, I didn't.
So I was talking to one woman who, she got them taken off. And apparently you were supposed to get paid back after the war, so
I never got no back.
No? Well, she didn't either.
I didn't.
Because apparently her husband ran off after the war and took hers around and cashed it, didn't he?
I didn't get anything off the war.
It must have been a funny sort of time there. I mean, I can't imagine what it must have been like to have people come down wanting to drop bombs on your head.
was terrible when they used to come here. There, you know, the sirens.
Yeah.
They get sheltered and they're all clear.
Aye.
Well, our shelter in our house was only one in the yard.
Aye.
Then my mother's was the one in the dean.
Oh, yeah.
And my father wasn't going to the yard shelter.
No.
He said, we've got to be bombed, let me be bombed in bed. He would never go in the shelter.
Right.
No, and they wasn't.
Yeah. Was there many sounds of the siren when you were in the yards and then they all played?
Not really many. No,
not that much.
Because it was more or less on a night.
On a night,
yeah. Yeah, it was terrified.
Yeah.
We should read that time.
Yeah. I suppose it was very difficult because you mustn't have got all that much sleep half the time on a night.
I remember when they bombed Leings.
Aye.
I knew two of the lads that was killed in Leings on a Friday.
Yeah. So, half the time, if you'd been up most of the night with bombing on, you must have been knackered when you went in the
yard. No, I'm very poor sleeper.
Aye. So.
Still am?
Yeah, why? Yeah. You might not have noticed the difference.
Still am?
Yeah.
If I want to be up at 4 o'clock, I'd go up easy at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. But I suppose, as I say, there must have been times when you were dead on your feet going into the yard, never mind before you started.
Because sometimes you'd be practically all night in the shelters.
Yeah, yeah.
But there wasn't much good, or any brick that could have easily knocked us down, man.
Yeah.
But I said, why would fight when you say, where's the Jerry's?
Aye.
And then when they're all clear, thank God for that.
Aye. Did you take an interest, was it possible to take an interest in the ships that you'd worked on when they went out? Did you ever hear them in the news mentioned?
No. See, because our boats only went by numbers.
Ah.
We didn't know the names, you see.
Yeah.
That was our running numbers.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was every ship. It wasn't just like little land craft.
All the ships we had done during the war was only numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They would know the name, like if we'd never got to only numbers.
Yeah, yeah. So really, there was no way you could sort of follow what happened there.
No, because we all loved it.
Yeah. Do you think you got enough sort of acknowledgement for the part you played in there?
Oh, I think we did.
You think so?
I think we did.
Aye. Was there ever anything in the papers about the job you were doing or out like that?
I never seen any mind.
Aye. But the blokes used to take you seriously by the time you'd been in there.
Oh, they were good. Oh, you couldn't. I mean, if you wanted to, you just showed them back when down by the name, like, they should come and help you.
Yeah.
Because it was heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, scrap and that, you couldn't lift it. Scrap it. We only had a bucket, like,
but
you couldn't, because the tube was that high.
Aye.
Then when it got full, the cranes used to come and lift them up and fill them with empty one on.
So, do you think the yards were kept cleaner during the war when you were shifting all the scrap than there would be?
Oh, I wouldn't have been nearly.
Aye, yeah. It's just
But you could see the difference as the weeks went by because they were getting